today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
There's some people say, I don't believe in that faith business. That's why you look the way you look. That's why you live the way you live. You climb in mountains instead of dissolving mountains. So I want to read this in Galatians chapter 6. We'll start with verse 6, and I could do a series on this, but I'm going to condense it. He says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. See, that's, sometimes you can teach some bad things. What's a bad thing? Well, you're under grace and you ain't got to worry about holiness no more. That's a bad thing. God didn't give you grace to erase holiness. He didn't give you grace to erase discipline. He gave you grace because you just couldn't do it by yourself. He said, let him that is taught in the word, and I love that, communicate unto him that teaching all good things. A lot of people read the Bible, but they don't study the Bible. And the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Verse 7, be not deceived. Now, why would you deceive yourself? That's got to be the most ignorant thing in the world, is to deceive yourself. You know, I'm gonna eat these dozen donuts and not gain any weight. Oh, dumb fish head. That's deceiving yourself. Be not deceived. Watch this. My God. God is not mocked. You will not mock God. For whatsoever. Now, what does whatsoever mean to you people? Whatsoever, right? For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So a lot of times people's future is what they've done in the past. And they blame other people for it when they sowed the seed. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So it's, in other words, it's your ability to sow, and what you sow, that's your will. God gives you free will. You sow to the flesh, you reap corruption. You sow to the Spirit, you reap life. Now, verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing. It's amazing how many people they never get weary in bad doing. They love doing bad stuff. Why you have a problem getting weary in well-doing? That is a divine, everybody say divine. Warning. Ah. In other words, you're on dangerous ground when you get weary. Well, I can spend more time. I can do something else better with my time. Ah. Well, we lost a few of you right there. I saw something go. You see, that's the beginnings of trouble. You can open up a door for Satan to attack you, and you're not realizing what you're doing. I tell my staff all the time, I don't control my staff and what they do after 5 o'clock when we leave this place. I mean, you know, they're human beings. We don't have slaves working for us. But I do tell them, I want you living a clean and holy life. The reason why, because if you don't, you can open up a door for Satan to attack me, and I don't know how he's getting to me. And some of them look at me like, if you want scriptures, Joshua. Joshua never lost a man in battle. My God, he goes to Jericho and wipes the place out. I mean, it's amazing. Then he goes over this little city called Ai, which was much of nothing. They lose 36 men. Like, do you know what that means? That means grandpas. There were no more grandpas. There's no fathers, no uncles. You know what I'm saying? And he comes and just falls on his face in front of God Almighty. Lord, where were you? See, the first thing you want to say, hey, Lord. And what did the Lord say? He said, there's sin in the camp. See, so I tell my staff to live, and everybody make mistakes. I'm not saying nobody's perfect, but I'm just saying, do the best you can, but don't automatically go sin because you can't. You see what I'm saying? Or because you want to. Because it opens up the door for me to be attacked, and I don't know where it's coming from. Because I'm not looking to see your sin. You know, in any way, shape. That's what he means there. Let me read that again so you'll understand it. Verse 8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Some of y'all answer is already past you because you fainted. You just fainted. Well, Lord, Brother Jesse, it's hard. You know, baseball is hard. Why? That's what makes it great. If you want to be a great athlete, it's hard work, especially if you're in the Olympics. That's hard work. Because you see, if it wasn't hard, anybody could do it. So notice if you're working and it's hard, shout, man, you're in a great place. Because not everybody can do it. Let me read that again. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, verse 10 is where I want to get to. As we therefore, anytime there's a therefore, find out what it's there for. As we have therefore opportunity. Everybody say opportunity. Opportunity. Let us do good. It didn't say let us do bad. Have you ever had that place? I'm going to give this guy a piece of my mind. And you wind giving him your whole head. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good. That's the last thing Paul talks to the Galatians about. If you read the other volume, that's a postscript. He talks about himself, things of that nature. A big letter he wrote with his own hand, things of that nature. But this is really the last things he says to the church of Galatia. Do good. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all. And the word men, there's italics, means all people. Especially, now, this is talking about Jesse. Especially unto them, now this is talking about you, who are of the household of faith. There's so many people say, I don't believe in that faith business. That's why you look the way you look. That's why you live the way you live. You climb in mountains instead of dissolving mountains. You spend your whole Christian life climbing a mountain you should have never climbed. When he said, say unto that mountain, be thou removed. You've even dedicated your climbing equipment. Put oil on it, Lord Jesus. When God never told you to do any of that, especially to those who are of the household of faith. The title of this message today, opportunities are not accidents. Write that down. I want you to get this. I'm going to teach this morning. Opportunities are not accidents. They're maps of directions. Opportunities are not accidents. They're maps of directions. Actually, they're showing you where to go. Notice this. Opportunities are not accidents. They're maps of direction. Write this down. Life is a great opportunity. See, it's a great opportunity, but see, life does something. Life is a great opportunity that produces an education. You have to be educated. From that education comes a duty. Let me say it again. Life is a great opportunity that produces an education and then a duty. Why? Because it's born with an inward principle. Opportunity has inward principles, but you only get it through education and duty. Because life is an opportunity that produces an education. Once you understand, then the duty comes up. You have to, faith without works is dead. And the reason why that happens is because it's born with an inward principle. I had a man tell me, he said, you were such a heathen from hell when you, before you were saved. BC, I was a devil from hell. When I got saved, something happened to me. I let the purity of the gospel go as far as the pollution of sin. I found out I got educated in the word of God. It produced the duty to do what God told me to do. And the reason why I do it is an inward principle. I've had people tell me doing this when I was doing, man, but Jesse, how can you do that all them hours? Well, it's a very simple thing. God told me to do it. And that principle makes me do it. You see, why are you such a giver? Let me help everybody here. God didn't put tithe and offerings to make you decrease. Like as if he needs your money. But the only way you're going to get what God asks, because as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest time. Right? So a lot of people think, well, them churches are just taking money from you. No, they're getting money to you. Every time you put a check in the offering, I'm getting money to you. It doesn't make any natural sense. But you know why? Because you're not educated. You're not educated in giving. You're not a sower, but a thrower. You pitch it. Don't shout me down when I'm freezing good. I'm getting out of town soon. I'm going to leave Kathy here. Praise God. See, life is a great opportunity that produces an education. Once that education is done, then a duty is presented to you because it's born with an inward principle. So the reason why I don't do those things I did, before I was saying, well, I don't do them now, is because of the inward principle. What is the inward principle? Be ye holy, for I am holy. You know, I ain't the ugliest man in the world. I still get hit on at 70 years old. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. Girls, I could be their grandpa. They think I got money. They right. But that's not my money. That's Kathy's money. And she ain't give it to no little hussy. I'm still trying to figure out what a hussy is. And also, I got educated when I got born again because I knew if I did that, I wouldn't have time to repent. Y'all got the revelation right there? Kathy would say, Jesse, I love you. Bam! And that's it. It's over. Jesus, forgive me. Bring him to hell. No. Write this down. If you're looking for a more convenient opportunity, if you're looking for a more convenient opportunity, you lose the nearest one to you. How many opportunities that you did not receive because you were looking for something more convenient, so you lost the nearest one to you? You ever notice when God tells you to give money, usually it's when you shouldn't? You ever notice that? He don't just come up to you when you're just loaded, when you're fat, when it's all running with money everywhere. He goes, enjoy yourself. Bob, but when you ever had too much month at the end of your money?
Yes.
In other words, it's the 28th. He said, it's time to fast. You ain't got no money to buy no food. You got $5, and the Lord said, give it. Oh, Jesus, a more convenient opportunity, Jesus. You just lost the nearest one to you. He says that we therefore have opportunity. Let us do good. See, the reason for the opportunity is that you can do good. So let me say again, if you're looking for a more convenient opportunity, you lose the nearest one to you. How many times, I think my daughter Jody's in there, how many times years ago, I said, Jody, Daddy want to do this for you. Oh, no, Daddy, no, I can't let you do that, Daddy. Lost that opportunity. Now she's got a revelation. I said, Jody, Daddy want to do something for you. Let the Lord lead you, Daddy. Not that she's asking me for anything, because she's not. She still doesn't. But now she understands opportunity. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And when you understand that, see, that's God's word working in you. See, the reason that opportunity is there is not to make you decrease, but to make you increase spiritually, physically, and financially, every area. So you see, you lose the nearest one to you when you're looking for something more convenient. Write this down. Opportunities are active in nature. I'm going to go over this again. I know I'm going a little fast. Opportunities are active in nature and are constant. I'm constantly being blessed. Opportunities are active in nature and are constant. Why? Why are they constant? They do not weary in operation. See, the reason why, even though my body was tired, I did not weary in the operation because God told me to honor and do this victory thing. It's constant. He said, keep your voice up like you're preaching a revival, a tent revival. You know, it's hard to get people to come to a tent if you talk like this. Would you like to meet Jesus Christ as Lord of your life? He'll come into your life and you can be just like me. I don't think so. But if you're in that tent revival with R.W. Shambach and he says, won't somebody, hey, won't somebody run around this tent, somebody, people start running. Or if you're in a bishop, T.D. Jakes, man, he's trying to say get ready, but it's so fast he can't say it. Get. And we go, ready, yeah, well, boom, and you go. Opportunities are active in nature and are constant. They do not weary in operation. People are always asking me, Brother Jesse, when are you going to retire? Do I look tired? I mean, I could have retired 20 years ago. Me and Kathy could be right now in the Hawaiian Islands or in the Caribbean, suffering for Jesus. Just laying on the beach, Kathy dropping grapes in my mouth. I don't mean that privately. We can do that. But you see, the opportunities are constantly being presented by God Almighty. They're constant. And I do not weary in the and they don't weary, and I don't weary in operation. How many times Kathy told me, stay home, Jesse. You, I preached 41 times in the book, month of June one time. I was just running. She said, when I got to Hawaii, and I had to preach, I got to Hawaii on a Saturday night. She said, you, and I was looking for a church. I mean, I was road hard. I mean, whoo, Lord. She said, you are not going to church Sunday morning. I was supposed to start preaching Sunday night. You need to rest yourself. And she said, you understand that? I said, I got it. And she was gone. It's amazing how tired I get and how loud she snores. If I get tired, she sleeps. I got to lay down, Lord Jesus. Well, I just woke up early. I don't know why I woke up. You know, sometimes you can be so tired, you wake up. Yeah. You ever been like that? You know what I'm saying? I had to go find me a church. So while she was sleeping, I snuck out the hotel room. Found me a church on the beach. They were just a preaching. I was enjoying myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The guy recognized me. He said, are you dressed in the plants? I said, yes, I am. Would you like to preach? Give me the mic, son. Give it to me. My Lord. I love praying for people to get knocked out in the sand. You don't need nobody to catch them. They do sand angels, you know. It's fun. I come back in, Kathy was up. I was soaking wet. You've been to church. I said, woman, you're backsliding. We all laughed about it. I'm trying to get her to laugh now. But anyway, praise God. And I started Sunday night. What happened? Don't get weary in the operation. Now, you need to rest your body. Don't misunderstand me. And everybody needs to, because you know, the spirit's willing, the flesh is weak sometimes, but that's all right. Opportunities are active in nature and are constant. They do not weary in operation. People say, you're always giving. Why? Why is that? Because I have an opportunity. But my God, I have a receiving. I mean, I just got to watch what I say because I just get it. It just happens all the time. And people get mad at me. It's not my fault. It's He that gave me power to get wealth. So you that don't believe in prosperity, what you going to do with that scripture? What are you going to do with Deuteronomy 15 verse 4 when there's no more poor money? What you going to do with that? What you going to do with my God's going to supply all, how much? What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do when you get to heaven? You going to tell Jesus to pull down the pearly gate and put a wooden fence? What are you going to do with that? You know, that's funny, but what are you going to do with that? You know why you ain't going to say that? You ain't going to be there. Uh-oh. Depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. Now, I'm not going to judge you, but I'm going to tell you something. You better start locking prosperity, because you can't live in heaven if you don't. Because in my Father's house are many what? Did you say trailers? Ask yourself, this is a point, you can write it down. Ask yourself, for what reason am I in this world? And then I'm going to answer it. Ask yourself that in your mind right now. You can write it in your notes. Ask yourself, for what reason am I in this world? Now I'm going to answer it. The answer is to do good. Write this down. The body of Christ must be constantly thinking of our duties rather than our rights. The body of Christ must be constantly thinking of our duties rather than our rights. Well, I got a right to that. Well, what about the duty of it? You see, that's why Paul was saying to the church of Galatia, he was a little disappointed with them. Y'all thinking more about your rights instead of your duties. You see what I'm saying? Yes. One time I was with my granddaughter, Meredith, I guess about a year ago. We went to this nice restaurant out on the lake, Lake Pontchartrain, one by Laplace there. I don't know the name of that. Freer Landing or something like that. Well, we had some good food the first time we went back. The place was so crowded. It was Mother's Day. So Meredith knows that I'm a good tipper. She goes, how much he give? She backed that. Make a long story short. Well, we had a long time getting our food. It was not the waitress's fault. Because what happened is the other waitress or the other took our food and gave it to somebody else. Because a lot of times we order the same things, you see. You know, with the table stuff like that. So Meredith said, "Grandfather, you don't need to, she didn't do very well. I wouldn't tip her myself. I wouldn't give her that kind." I said, "Well, Meredith, it wasn't her fault." "What do you mean it wasn't her fault?" I said, "It was the cook's in the back fault." She goes, "Okay, then you can give her a good tip." I don't know if Meredith remembers that or not. That was a year, 2 years ago, maybe, something like that. Yeah, well, and I've had Kathy sometimes, Kathy wants me to tell people this, that are not good waitresses or waiters. "Listen, I got a tip for you. Beauty school. Because you can't do this. You're going to starve to death." She said, "Don't give." And I said, "Kathy, maybe the seed will change their life." Thank you, Kathy. Look at it. I ain't letting him preach no more glorious. That's it. But Kathy's a great tipper too. But every once in a while, somebody aggravates her. I'll tell you one thing. Oh, she can. I said, "Control yourself." She's kicking me under the table, and I'm tapping her little hand. I told them three times. I said, "Well, tell them a fourth. They're going to spit in your food if you don't." So be nice. Be nice. Let me tell you, let me give you a word of wisdom. In restaurants, even though they ain't no good, be nice. Because you don't want somebody like you in your salad. Now, you never even thought about that, but you make somebody mad enough, they got some crazy people in the world. The body of Christ, I thought that was funny myself, Lord Jesus. The body of Christ must be constantly thinking of our duties rather than our rights.
I'm so glad you joined me on the program today. I have a wonderful partner offer for you this month. It's titled The Question of Failure. Too many Christians aren't enjoying the success God wants for us. This message will show you why, and it's going to set you free. You will learn how to keep your faith prepared and ready to accomplish all that God has called you to do. Order your copy at jdm.org. Okay.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, A Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.
You know, God is the creator, and we should be creators too. In my book, Notes from a Vision Specialist, I reveal some of my vision-impacting experiences so that you can make your vision real God's way. God wants you blessed and excited about your future. Order Notes from a Vision Specialist and decide to make the vision real.
Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation amount of $5 or more at jdm.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe God has given you real direction today. Every day you and I are given an opportunity to do good. I encourage you to watch today's message. Opportunities are not accidents. They're maps of direction in full. How do I do that? Just go to our free JDM app to do that. There's so much more that will really help you. I mean necessary, so do it. Kathy's Glorious Woman Conference is this week. It's Friday, March the 7th at 7 p.m. and Saturday morning, March the 8th at 9 a.m. Admission and registration are free. So I want to see you there. I'm telling you, you know, we never charge for registration. We don't do that. We want people to come and just feel comfortable. Go to jdm.org to get all the details, and you will be blessed by it. If you can't be here in person, you can join us online live on our social media platforms or on our free JDM app. It's going to be a powerful event, so don't miss it. But we'd love you to be here. We'd like to meet you in person. It will be a blessing. Our product offer this month, I just love it. It's my new book entitled Notes from a Vision Specialist. Proverbs chapter 29, 18 says, "Where there's no vision, the people perish." If you want to live long, keep your vision up. Well, God has a great vision for you. Get this book. Go to jdm.org and get your copy today. Partners, I can't say it enough for what you do financially for this ministry. Nothing too small, nothing too big. You know, the minute when I think everything starts to slow down, I say, well, I can go like this. God gives me another big, huge project in the millions. You know, he don't care about how much something costs. God's God, you know, and neither do I. I made up my mind, bless God, we are going to complete our destiny and reach our destination. I ask you to be a partner if you're not one today. Nothing too small and nothing too big. 100%. You heard me say it. 100% goes into world evangelism. I've said it so many times. Been debt-free since 1982. How's that feel, Brother Jesse? It feels good. You know, like James Brown said, I feel good down on that. You know, I like James Brown. Praise God. I'm telling you, it can happen to you because it's happened to me and Kathy. Why can't it happen to you? Your faithful financial partnership will get those things done because that's sowing seed. That's what it's all about. Now, next week, there's a wonderful message that I'm going to preach entitled The Genesis of Faith. Oh, you're going to be blessed by that. Till next week, I love you. God loves you. And I mean that sincerely. Bye-bye.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Take it to the world. Take it everywhere. And let your light so shine.
Life-changing. I mean, Brother Jesse just always brings an amazing word.
There's such a connection when you come here.
This is our personal time just to get vision.
Visionary conference, full of faith, full of hope.
Come expecting, because your expectancy will be increased.
Don't miss Jesse Duplantis 2025 Visionary Conference, July 10th and 11th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
Did you know angels are real and many of them are here today? God's Word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. Order your copy today at JDM.org.
So then faith cometh. It don't stack up. It don't reside. It cometh. That's why sometimes you get healed, sometimes you don't. Because see, sometimes you don't because you used all your faith you had for that last sickness and you didn't replenish yourself. We live in the age of replenish. The Lord said, replenish the earth.